I didn't even have to turn around to know the reason why. His reaction said it all. Oh, hello. Wow. Zeke, meet Monica Martindale. Monica, this is my friend, Zeke Roberts. You're her twin, he said. She had a twin. Yes, I am. She indicated the calendar. Parker and I are asking you to please keep this confidential. Fine, no problem. Don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't. She gazed uncomfortably at the objects around his room, his easel, his lamps, his blank canvases, his tubes of paint mounted on a TV tray, and his stacks of paintings, a few drying, others propped against each other in rows against the wall. She turned to me. Did you ask him yet? Zeke said, ask me what? Ask me anything. Monica said, we were wondering if this could have any connection to my sister's murder. Why should it? I attempted to jump in to save her from saying the wrong thing by quickly answering. Zeke, apparently it was very unlike her sister to do this kind of posing. However, Miss Blithely plowing ahead, Blithely plowed ahead with her line of reasoning. We were wondering if the photographer who took these could be the same person who killed her. Zeke stopped. Why would you think that? Well, because photographers like this take photographs of models in the nude, and when Parker found my sister's body, she was in the nude. Zeke was incredulous. So you're saying because your sister was found in the nude and previously might have posed in the nude, in the semi-nude, that this means the photographer did it? Well, it makes some sense, Zeke snorted. She was probably nude when she took showers, too. Does that mean the plumber did it? Odd that he had employed the same analogy. Monica tried defending herself. Pin-up calendars are a seedy business. Murder is a seedy business, too. No, farming is a seedy business. Monica stammered. Well, I think it kind of makes sense. Kind of makes sense? His face was rapidly losing its adoration. Monica had no idea whose temple she was trampling around in. I rallied to her defense. Zeke, most plumbers are not around when people take their showers, but photographers are often nearby when models get undressed. I don't believe this. So if a photographer asks a girl to disrobe for a photograph, we can safely assume he's about to murder her. Is that right? Is that what you're both saying? Is that what you're both saying? Monica answered, no, but it might up the chances. Robinson, is this why you came over here? To annoy me? Zeke, all we want to know is how we can check this out. We want to find out who took this photo. Hand it over to the police and let them check it out. Ms. Martindale doesn't want to take this to the police just yet, and I don't blame her, he said. Then that's the best advice I can give you. Zeke inquired about purchasing the calendar, but Monica refused to sell. We both thanked him, and I escorted her back across South Field. We passed once more in front of Butler Library. Its multi-storied windows behind its rows of columns were lit up like a factory on night shift. She was hugging herself, either from the cold or because she was still rattled following her testy exchange with Zeke. Also, perhaps she was feeling the creepiness of being out again at night, so near to where her sister's body was found. She tried to say goodnight so I could return to my dorm, but I told her I would accompany her to the subway. So have you decided what you're going to do about this? I asked. No, I haven't. My advice is the same as Zeke's. Turn it over to the police. Let Detective Lippincott look into it, she said. I have to think about it. Monica, nothing's going to bring your sister back, but if there is a connection and they can trace the guy, they might be able to catch him and prevent him from doing the same thing to others. She didn't answer right away. When she did, her voice had a wistful quality. You know what I miss most? What? Not being able to feel her anymore. It's like a radio station that suddenly went off the air, suddenly stopped broadcasting. I always used to be able to tune her in. I said, that's a form of closeness I'm sure I'll never know, she said. The difficult thing with being a twin and her dying is how can I ever hope to get accustomed to the fact that I'm never going to see her again when that person's face is always staring back at me every time I look in the mirror. I said, yeah, that must be rough, she said. You know what I find myself doing? No, what? Avoiding mirrors. At the 116th Street subway entrance, we paused at the top of the steps. I took the initiative of placing my hands lightly on her shoulders for reassurance, noting as I did that the dress she was wearing had shoulder pads. Was that for style or to make it easier to lug around her viola? I said, I know it's cliched, Monica, but time is going to help with this. It's bound to. She gave a minuscule shrug of her shoulders, so I quickly removed my hands. She looked me in the eyes. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question? No, go ahead. How did your parents die? Car wreck. I then repeated the standard quote I often serve up whenever the subject gets raised. Oscar Wilde once made the quip, to lose one parent may be regarded as a misfortune. To lose both looks like carelessness. My moment of carelessness happened when my dad flipped his convertible out on a country road late one night. I was in the back seat. I was thrown clear, but both my parents died instantly. Oh, that's sad. It would be sadder if I remembered them. I don't. Now, do you mind if I ask you one? Go ahead. Were you or your sister ever molested as children? Were we ever molested? I wasn't. I don't think Beverly was. I said, I believe you mentioned that sometimes the foster parents you had were not always that good, she said. They weren't always good because they were too strict or too religious or too greedy, keeping too much of the modeling money we made. But never in that way, no. Why do you ask? I don't know. Sometimes they say if a person has that in their background, it makes them more vulnerable to exploitation later. I don't think foster parent molestation was ever a reality for us. Or if it was for Beverly, she never revealed it. But I am surprised that she didn't confide to me that she had started up modeling again. Why do you think she did? Almost certainly for the money. She was always coming up short. Or maybe she got involved with someone. Just then, issuing up the stairs from below, came the faint rumble of an approaching train. Parker, thank you again for trying to help me. She started down the steps, then stopped and suddenly came back, giving me an unexpected kiss on the lips, to which I failed to respond in time. She then turned and swiftly descended. I called after her. Let me know what you decide. I will. I'll let you know. Evidence can disappear if you wait too long, you know.